Section 1.8. Outline for the end. The following chapters form a timeline for all the events leading up to the final cataclysmic end of this age. They include many of the major events preceding man's final moments. The end of man as master of his domain will be detailed. The subject I mentioned earlier, concerning the point of no return, will also be discussed. That single event is what makes this book a warning. What you do with the information presented out of God's word will determine your status. If you accept what God says, then you will be spared from living through the final horrible few years of the rule of man. If you reject the information and fail to accept God's warning, then you will face the terrible choice between immediate death and eternal damnation. If you are reading this book after the point of no return, let me assure you, there is yet a glimmer of hope. But it will be the most difficult choice you could ever envision. The truth is, you still have a choice, even though it will seem to be between two impossible alternatives. Much more will be presented on this unpleasant topic later. The master chart is a graphic depiction of the timeline. It lists each of the major events, which have led and are leading up to the end. The events are specific and defined. God told us of these events well ahead of time, for a reason. Not only does God inform his people of exactly what to expect, but he gives those who are doubtful ample proof of his power. Predicting anything ahead of time is difficult. Anyone who has ever placed a bet on the outcome of a contest between just two teams knows that. Just correctly predicting the winner reliably above 50% is tough. That's why I urge you to carefully weigh the prediction of each event by itself. Only after studying and deciding upon the validity of each event will the credibility of the overall timeline become impossible to ignore. The master chart identifies each event, along with a date. The text within the book then gives a detailed summary of what will be involved with its impact on the people of the earth. In the following chapters, I cover each of the major events in great detail, so you can discern the truth of what was predicted versus what is actually happening or will soon occur. This is the place where most of the proof resides. Knowing that, the majority of your study time should be here to see if the premise of this book holds up or not. Also, I explain in depth why God used actual events to predict the future. You will see, God does not merely foretell the future. He delicately intertwines those events within human history. It's impossible to separate God in prophecy from human history. God uses predicted human events to provide us additional proof. While I could devote a separate book to make this point, I have chosen here to only use the more prominent events. The truth is, most people who don't believe in God or the Bible simply haven't spent any significant time reading and or studying it. They readily will accept the opinion of another human being while rejecting the word of God. This is where prophecy comes in. Precisely fulfilled prophecy is entirely within the realm of God. No other being in the universe has the ability to see the future. Lots of people make guesses. And some of them get the odd prediction correct once in a while. That's not prophecy. Let me give you an example of God's power. God predicted over 3,000 years ago the exact day the nation of Israel would arise again, foretelling the rebirth of a country composed of people with the same ethnicity as their ancestors from antiquity is nothing short of a miracle. In the history of mankind, it has only happened once. The rebirth of Israel is an excellent example of God's prophecy. First, the ability to foretell the actual day 3,000 years ahead of time for an event of such magnitude is indeed a miracle. That is something which man never could have done. Second, God cloaked the actual prophetic date in mystery until after it happened. This was to preclude others from believing the event was staged. But it also kept people from knowing when the end times would begin until they had actually started. Now we know we are living in the end times, God is removing the veil over prophecy. That's why very little of the information contained within this book has been exposed prior to now. There was no reason to raise the alarm before this age. However, we are now getting close to the end. So, God has uncovered the dates of the coming prophecies, well ahead of time for us to see. This is the proof I have been talking about. God is pulling back the curtain on the future to serve as a warning. He is allowing us a good look before certain things happen. And finally, the book finishes up with a prophetic summation. Here's where you get to decide if what you have read is the truth or not. You will have to decide if the end of this age of mankind is imminent. Make no mistake, By the word end, I mean the termination of the reign of man, as well as the conclusion of the age within which we all currently live. The word end means permanent. I have not employed some cute trick where words are twisted in attempt to prove some illegitimate point. Some in today's culture might even say the end can be defined as the extermination of man's sway over the earth. The truth is, the time of man has just about reached its finale. Life, as mankind has known it, for the past 6,000 years or so, is nearly over. And when it is over, it will be over forever. There will be no return to this present age. Prophecy number 1, the earth will receive a makeover, removing all the evil it contains. Footnote number 5, 2 Peter, chapter 3, verse 10, but the day of the Lord will come like a thief, in which the atmosphere will pass away with a roar, and the existing order will be destroyed with intense heat, and the soil and its works will be burned up. End of footnote. Even if you don't believe this age of man will have an ending, it makes no difference, the ending will still arrive on schedule according to God's timeline. Since Adam first walked out of the Garden of Eden, this age of man as we now know it, has always had an expiration date. Up until quite recently, men had no way of knowing precisely when it would be. Now that undeniable events have taken place, we know with certainty the end is quite near. This is the message of this book. Should you come to accept the message as truth, only then can you avoid the most terrible part. Regardless if you accept or reject the words of this book, the time of the end is indeed near. And after making the case to support that statement, a new question arises: what are you going to do about it? Are you going to accept the word of God, before the point of no return, and thereby avoid the terrible final few years? Or are you going to wait until the point has passed, and reduce your decision down to a horrible choice, between death and eternal damnation? Remember, you are the judge and jury, over your very own fate. I urge you to choose most wisely while there is yet time. When you're ready, you can proceed on to the ninth and final section of, Chapter 1, Some Bookkeeping. It can be found on page 20 of your book. If you're listening using the website, just hit the back button on your browser to return to the Chapter 1 page. Then click on the section entitled, Some Bookkeeping. If you're listening to the book on a computer or tablet, manually selecting which lesson to listen to next, click on the File Explorer to pull up the thumb drive menu. Then, click on the box for section labeled 1.9, Some Bookkeeping.